I have been composing a series of sonnets called Parable and Paradox, responding to the sayings of Jesus. And I was working on this one I'm going to read to you now, which is called Whoever Welcomes, thinking about the saying in Mark 9, 36 and 37, when Jesus said, "Then he took a little child and put it among them, taking his arms. Jesus said to them, 'Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me.'" And I'd been reflecting on the way the word welcome keeps repeating, and of course on the child. It was only after I had finished writing the poem and returned, as it were, to the world and to the media that I saw these terrible pictures of the little Syrian boy, Aylan Kurdi, washed onto the Turkish shore. And somehow it gives another sense of urgency, I suppose, to that saying of Jesus about welcome and about children. So here's the poem, which was written before I saw the picture. Whoever welcomes. Welcome. The word is always on your lips. Each welcome warms another one inside, an interleaving of relationships, an open door where arms are open wide. First, welcome to the child, and through the child, a welcome to the Saviour of the world, and through the Saviour's welcome, all are called home to the Father's heart. Each call is curled and nested in another, as you were nested and nestled in your mother's womb, as Mary carried one who carried her, as we are wrapped in you deep in the tomb, where you turn our rejection into welcome, and death itself becomes our welcome home.